I don't like him figgity fat. I like him stiggity stacked. You wickety wickety whacked if you ain't got biggity back.
What happens if he's like 6 foot tall?
Then I'll boot him in the chest, give him a heart attack.
What if they break?
I'm standing behind the door, bang, dead. Fucking
Jamie,
out of there, mate.
Jamie.
Shoot everyone on my way out.
Jamie, please.
Fucking, I'll be on the bus home by fucking lunchtime, mate.
On the bus? Is the raccoon having sex with the dog, or is the dog having sex with the raccoon? How's that happened? Who's getting preggers?
I am the Bruce Willis of the Maltman family.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Bruce Willis of
that's
the Maltman
statement,
family.
That's a statement.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of A Pinch of Malt. Jamie here with Aaron over to my left and Kieran over to my right. They're forcing me to do the intro.
What episode is it?
Episode 56.
Yeah. Jamie probably fucked this intro up again. This is the third time we're
this
doing
is the
it.
Third attempt at the intro, and this is what you're fucking getting. Sorry, guys.
Explain
yourself, Jamie, to the listeners.
I have hay fever, and I've had the hay fever attack. The boys, instead of being sympathetic, are just ripping into me.
No, Jamie, how long has this hay fever attack been going on now?
About an hour and a half now.
Yeah.
So if you're basically saying,
and you haven't been able to talk, and you're wearing ladies' sunglasses right now, and you're looking like a mess, and you're not letting us take the piss out of you or take pictures, so you're just sitting there distraught.
You are having an emotional breakdown.
This is one of those times that I'm quite glad that we're not filming our episodes every time. Because
I
look like a disaster zone right now.
We'll put some glasses on you.
I look like, have you seen the caricatures that have been drawn of the Netflix people that have been watching Netflix for 25 years?
Yeah.
I look like that caricature.
Yeah, you do, I'm not going to lie. You do look a little bit
That's
of a mess.
That's what I look like right now. Not feeling the greatest, not looking the greatest.
So when we start recording today, when we got everything set up,
I feel as though our seating position is a lot better than it was.
Yeah.
Well, we can all kind of see each other now, can't we?
So when we got the recording set up today, a fire alarm across the
Yeah, just as we was about to, we had a nice little setup. We had the breeze going in the room. We had a nice little setup, and then a fire alarm has decided it wants to go off down the road somewhere. So now we've had to close all the windows, and it's like an oven in here. We are officially cooking.
So Jamie's having even more of a breakdown because of that. Jamie is also wearing makeshift shorts.
So yeah, Jamie turned up today. I turned up to our parents' house today. And Jamie was kicking off because it's 26 degrees today in England. And Jamie forgot to wear shorts. So he turned up in jogger bottoms.
I didn't forget to wear shorts. I forgot my shorts and left them at home.
Yeah, so what did you forget to do then? Put your shorts on, Jay.
Yeah, but I went to work first.
Yeah, but you forgot to put your shorts on, Jay. Well, bring them with you at least. So, yeah, so I had these old jogging bottoms upstairs, pajama bottoms. So I've had to make them into makeshift shorts for Jamie.
Yeah.
And they've turned out all right.
Yeah, they're looking fresh.
I look like an ASOS model right now.
You look like a white trash.
Yeah, to be fair, they could be bought on ASOS, couldn't they?
Yeah,
to be honest.
Easily.
I could put them on ASOS 8 quid.
Yeah.
Bang.
And some Egypt would buy them.
Yeah.
If you look up a dictionary of white trash right now, Jay, just got a picture of what you're looking at right now.
What makeshift, I'm looking at, I'm looking at you, mate.
What you're looking like, mate.
Yeah, to be fair.
You've got makeshift shorts on.
You are the definition of right trash, Joe.
You're not even comprehending what...
This is 2020, Aaron. You can't say these are women's glasses anymore.
They are.
They're not.
They are, because they're our mother's glasses.
Aaron, you're going to have to turn your mic around normal, because it's not picking you up.
Well, what was we saying?
Your meltdown.
So yeah, that's what we've been dealing with today, guys. We've been dealing with Jamie's meltdown.
Emotional.
It started, we went through a little bit of long grass at the field, and that's where it all kicked off. Jamie was non-responsive after that. He's He's been.
This is like the episode. The episode you were, that shouldn't have happened.
You were sniffing, spluttering, spitting, getting all the phlegm out your back of your throat and your nose. You were gobbing up everywhere. It was not nice, guys.
Especially in a COVID world where you shouldn't be putting any bodily fluids anywhere.
Wear a face mask everywhere. But yeah, so that's episode 56, guys.
What do you think of the? What do you think of the rules?
However, Jamie's got a fresh fade, so it's all looking all right.
I am, yeah. I've got a brilliant.
Desperately
haircut.
Trying to hang on to his hair, desperately.
I don't know, why is he taking the piss? I've got loads of hair on my head.
You're trying to keep away with that fringe, aren't you, Joe?
You know I've got loads of hair.
Basically, Jamie, he senses vulnerability in you. He can sense it, and he's exploiting that.
Yeah, I am.
There's nothing to exploit. Anyway. What do you think about the new rule about wearing masks in the shop coming in?
I think it should be how it is now. It should be personal preference. It should be if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask.
But if they wanted
if you don't
to
want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask.
Do you not think if they wanted to do it mandatory, they should have done it from the beginning?
Yeah, they should have waited from the beginning, yeah.
It's like
it's too late now.
Yeah.
Where as soon as COVID happened, they should have been like everyone has to wear masks and gloves everywhere they go outside. Everywhere you go, masks and gloves. Because then you would stop the contact that you're... Because some people are saying they're randomly picking up at the supermarkets. So they pick on, like, on touching, like, poles and whatever, and shelves and stuff. Because apparently it can stay on plastic for ages, can't it?
Yeah, for hours, yeah.
So that just cuts out... That'll cut out probably at least 50% of people's exposure.
But
now it's just randomly coming in that you have to fix it. It's because... Boris has realised everyone's going out. No one gives a fuck.
I heard a good analogy of it the other day where someone said it's like trying to wear a condom after you've already got the girl pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very, very true. Very true. Very similar to the... I don't even know what I'm saying, Joe.
That was very forced, wasn't it, from Kieran?
Yeah, well, no one else said anything. We all went quiet, so I was trying to fill the space. Aaron, you were non-responsive over there. All I can see is fringe.
Whenever we talk about anything serious, Aaron just goes dead quiet.
Yeah, I don't really care, to be honest.
Aaron's only here for a good time, not a long time. Yeah.
Aaron doesn't go to the shop.
No. Listen, yeah.
Here we go.
Wear your mask,
here we go.
Me and Jamie were counting up the what we do for the podcast. Jamie does all the editing and all the videos and stuff. I do all the social media and emails and correspondence with all those types of things. Maybe getting
half of the
sponsors
social media
and stuff
with,
like that.
I do the Facebook side.
Yeah, you do the Facebook side because it's connected to your Facebook. But I do the Instagram and the Twitters and things like that. And we gave Aaron one thing to do, didn't we, Jamie? And that was YouTube. And when was YouTube last uploaded to?
Episode 40.
Episode 40. We're on episode 55, Aaron.
56,
Aaron.
Yeah.
So you've got 16 hours of YouTube you've got to upload.
Basically, Kieran, you know, it happens, isn't it?
Is that the answer
you've
got? Well,
what would you say in it? Like, you know, Kieran, I'll be a busy bee, mate.
So if I sent you all the episodes, you'll upload them all to YouTube?
No, he won't, Jamie. That'll be just on his computer forever. Because he ain't going to lie. There's no point in lying. Because he ain't going to do it. Me and Jamie do everything. All Aaron does is turn up and he sometimes has stories to tell or a game to play. That's all he has.
I've got a game to play.
Oh, well done, mate. Yeah. Want a clap? Round of applause for you, son.
Kieran, listen, I'm not the NHS, all right? You need to calm yourself down, son, or I'll put you down, all right? See that car out there? That bloody 2018 Corsa? Set a light, mate, all right? I'll write that off like you rip your polo off, all right?
Why did you say I'm not the NHS?
Because he was clapping.
He's clapping, I'm clapping, Joe. He's clapping because he wants a gold star for turning up.
Can you see the attitude coming from him today? He's coming with attitudes, yeah?
I'm coming at Perrier's because the Perrier's a mess to turn up today.
Are you taking the piss, mate?
I'm here. Just out here trying to make the best podcast I can, and
Kieran,
yous lot are fucking
Kieran,
getting in my way.
You've come in today.
Getting in my way.
You come in today. You've ate our food. Your dog has raped my dog. Yeah.
That's true.
In cold blood, Chewy.
I had to sign a witness statement.
Chewy got a bit randy, alright? Look at him now, he's tired.
I had to go to the station and sign a witness statement.
Yeah, I called the police. They're on the way. No, they know. Yeah. I was disgusted by that behaviour. And what did you do? You let it happen. You know what kind of animal he is, Kieran. You let it happen. That is your choice. So we are getting our hands on a camera for us to start recording podcasts on the regular now.
This is actually a good position to record in.
Yeah, because we can have it in the far corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God we've got cameras today.
Yeah, so we are doing that. So episode 60 as well will be a filmed episode. We'll hopefully have a few guests on for that.
Yeah, we're hoping to get a few guests on. It's still in the works.
I'm trying to figure out a venue for that because it's quite hard to get us all into one room.
We'll probably do it at my house, but we'd have to bring this table and then organise around that.
More chairs and stuff.
Yeah.
We've only got four mics.
I only need two chairs.
We've only got four mics.
Well, someone left to use one of the Xbox mics. Kieran, can you name me five red vegetables?
Peppers. Red peppers. Tomatoes. Baby tomatoes.
Can I butt in there? Tomatoes are fruit.
No, they're not.
They are. They've got seeds, they're fruit.
So have peppers.
Yeah, they're
peppers.
Fruit as well.
Oh.
Well, Jamie's lying then. Jamie, there ain't five. Fuck you, innit?
You ain't got no more?
No.
Red onions?
Red onion.
That's not red, that's purple, mate.
It's called red, bruv.
It's red onion. Just because it's called red, don't mean it's red, Joe.
Kieran, name five
Burgundy.
Red.
Why are you all coming at me with rain? Name five what?
Name us five red vegetables, Kieran.
I can't.
Right, so I'll give you tomato and I'll give you pepper. Carry on.
That's all I've got.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
That's your facilities.
Red onion, I'm not taking that. That's not. That's
radish?
Nice. Radish is, yeah, kind of red.
Chili?
Beetroot?
Chili, yeah.
Beetroot.
Purple.
Beetroot is the reddest of substance in the world. You can't get it out.
Purple.
It's red.
It's purple.
Rhubarb.
Rhubarb.
Yeah. Is that fruit?
No. It could be a fruit, actually.
It is sweet, though, isn't it? Why the question, Jay?
Beetroot. Fucking purple, mate, is what that is.
Like reddish purple, do you know what I mean?
It's burgundy.
It's not, Jay. You're lying to me.
Why the question, Jay?
I was just trying to catch him out because I know what he's like when he's trying to think on the feet.
Yeah, that hamster wheel around his head does not function, does it?
Raspberries.
That's a fruit.
That's a fruit.
Oh.
Jesus, Kieran.
And
you're telling me you're the smartest maltman. Do you remember he's like, I got the most GCSEs and all that? Raspberries are veg.
There's only red peppers, that's it. The rest of them are all rhubarb. Rhubarb as well.
That's what you said, didn't you?
Yeah, so there's only three. There's not many, Jamie, so fuck you, innit? Try and catch me out.
You're so, you're aggressive today, Kieran.
They're burgundy. The other ones are burgundy.
What's really the other ones are burgundy? No, they're not.
Red peppers are red onion is burgundy. Chili is red. You can get red chilies.
No, you can get red chilies anywhere.
Guys, stop talking about vegetables.
Anyway, I've got a news story this week. You seen that woman went missing in that lake? The Glee star.
No. Where is it?
Briefly from what Charlotte
Naya
said to me
about. Riviera, her name is. She was out on the lake with her son and they were out in a rowing boat type thing and she was just going on the lake, like paddling in the rowing boat.
Yeah.
And she went missing. They didn't know what happened to her. The son come back swum back to shore, like, what do you call it?
Yeah, what happened?
Like, drifted back into shore.
Yeah.
And back onto the thing, because this river's
they
huge,
think that she put him back on the boat, but couldn't muster the strength to get back on the boat herself. Yeah.
So, in the end, she was missing for a week, and I thought it was quite sad, but her dad went out every single day onto that river and swam the whole thing every single day.
To try and find
the lake. And the lake was huge, trying to find her. In the end, they found her. She was in there, in the depths of it. They had to do some snorkeling, and they found her. Found her body.
How was she sinking? Because they float to the top, don't they?
Because if you drown, you go down first, and then once your body is dead for a little while, it comes back up again because it loses the oxygen in the body.
Right.
But she wasn't down there long enough for it to float back up to the top.
And where is this?
In America. But she's quite a famous.
She's one of the stars from Glee.
I didn't know who she was. She was on Glee. And but everyone thought to begin with, there was conspiracies coming out that she was abducted by aliens or...
Well, did you know that she was actually found... This is a part of a conspiracy, but it's also true. She was actually found 7 years to the day of the anniversary of the geezer that killed himself from Glee.
Yeah.
The main character.
Yeah, I see that. And she was the girlfriend in the show.
Yeah, so they're saying that the show's cursed.
The curse of Glee.
Two people, isn't it?
But when I was talking to Beth about it, she was saying that apparently a lot of the Glee people are fucked up now. Like, a lot of them take drugs and a lot of them tried killing themselves.
Yeah, no,
that.
But what's
mad,
the guy that killed himself first time, he was messed up even before it.
I didn't even know who that was. I don't know.
But
I watched it a few times.
I just thought it was quite sad because I see a video of the dad swimming along.
What was Glee about? They used to sing in it.
Yeah, it was like a music school,
I
think, just singing.
Yeah, I watched it when I was younger, innit?
There's nothing more that I hate in this world, yeah? Sorry to go on a rant, yeah?
No, you go for it,
musicals.
Jay.
Musicals, yeah? Fuck off.
Do you know what I had to watch, Jay, this week? For 3 hours. 3 fucking hours, Beth.
High School Musical.
Hamilton. On Disney+.
Oh, you watched it.
Hamilton, yeah? Beth had gone on about it for about... I think it was roughly about 3 months Beth went on about it for. And it was... terrible. It was, first of all, 3 hours long, near enough, yeah? Why are you singing for 3 hours? And then I said to Beth, oh, there's got to be, because I know most musicals, there's some talking in there in between each song. Nothing. Straight in, bang, 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 straight into the next song. They figured it out that there was 5 words uttered out of song.
I think, Kieran, you're going soft, mate.
Aaron, when you have another half,
3 hours I was sitting there listening to people rap.
Why didn't you get up like most of the
musicals I've seen, because a lot of them are just like proper high pitched.
Why didn't you just get up?
Singing, didn't they? Well, this was rapping, so it was actually not, some of it weren't actually too bad, but it was about 4 songs too long, in my opinion. Well, it was 2 minutes, which shouldn't even be made, to be honest, but 4 songs too long. And then the main guy in Hamilton, yeah, so the guy who's actually playing Hamilton wrote it and then cast himself as the main guy. Can you imagine doing that in your own film?
Why?
Imagine being Steven Spielberg and making E.T.
What, and Steven Spielberg plays E.T.?
He plays E.T. or he plays a young kid in it. What would you do?
That would be a fucking reach, mate.
Or George Lucas with Star Wars. He was Luke.
That would be a great comedy.
Can you imagine if he was like, right, I've made this quality film...
Do you think,
however, I'm going to be Luke Skywalker.
Do you think that's why he called him Luke? Because his last name's Lucas?
Probably. I don't own it.
He weren't meant to be called Skywalker. He was meant to be called Starkiller. Luke Starkiller.
Oh, really?
That's what his name was meant to be, because it was originally meant to be Luke Starkiller. And it wasn't meant to be Star Wars. It was meant to be Star Universe or something like that. Because I watched a documentary on Star Wars before.
So you watch that thing, you watch stuff like that, don't find it boring, like Hamilton, cross on.
Aaron, you go on Disney Plus now, go watch Hamilton, I'll turn it on 3 hours.
I've got better things to do, Kieran, innit?
And what you got to do?
You go upstairs and sleep.
What I hate, yeah, is when you're watching, it happens a lot, especially with the new remakes of the Disney films, yeah? They'll be going, walking along, and they'll be like, oh, I found this stick, and then they start going, I found this stick, and then they go into a whole song about the fucking stick.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
Is that even a normal,
you know,
film?
When
that would have
no
relevance.
When all the founding fathers went into the room and made the Declaration of Independence and all that kind of stuff, and all the original amendments,
yeah,
That's called The Room Where It Happens. There's a song, Jamie, called The Room Where It Happens. They were like, it happened in the room where it happens, room where it happens, room where it happens. And I'm like this, sitting there, just like, the best, like, looking at me, and she's smiling.
How did you not fall asleep?
She's like, smiling, not this. She's like, this is so good. And I'm like,
how did you not fall asleep?
What is this?
Charlotte tried to get me to watch Mamma Mia once, and I actually fell asleep within 15 minutes.
I nearly drifted off halfway through, to be fair. And there's the intermission, and I went, right, we can pause it there, can't we, and leave it for another day. Nah. I had 10 minutes.
They actually did an intermission.
No, because like in the, cause it's actually it was a show on stage that was filmed and just put onto Disney Plus.
Oh, so you actually watched a play?
Yeah, an actual play. Wait, flipping about a stage, dancing.
Wait, I've been to a few theatre.
And do you know who was in it? You know Snowpiercer, the guy with the dreadlocks.
Yeah,
he's in it.
Is
he
it?
Sings. Yeah, he's one of the main guys. He plays Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson was a white guy.
I know. They're all, most of them are black and mixed race. The main guy is like Egyptian, I think. Hamilton. You've never heard of Hamilton, have you, before?
Yeah.
But he's actually a founding father. Well, a lot of people haven't. That's why he done a play on it, because no one's really heard of him. Because you've heard of Jefferson and Lincoln and
Washington. Look at Aaron's face there.
What is going on right now?
I had to watch Aaron Hamilton for 3 hours. That's what I had to
you
do.
You seem really angry about this, Kieran.
Yeah, I am angry.
Go home. You need to go home tonight.
The only theatre production, like going to the theatre.
And then Beth goes to me
show.
At home and watch Batman vs Superman because that's boring.
Yeah, to her it's boring. Yeah,
yeah. Well, Superman's in it, so it's bollocks. I agree with that.
We won't go into that.
Well, yeah. Fuck Superman. I've been a few times to the theatre and I hate it. I went to see, what's the one where the young lad becomes a ballerina?
Oliver.
He goes to a boxing class and he becomes a ballerina.
Billy Elliot.
Fucking terrible, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Book of Mormon, which is made by the South Park people. That's brilliant. Like, you know what things like.
South Park.
Like sort of like racy comedy and stuff like that, so it's good.
Yeah, I've seen Women in Black. That's quite good.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was good, except for it had a 15-minute segment about fucking Margaret Thatcher, who died years ago.
Yeah,
and they were all singing about that, and I was just like, "Who gives a fuck about Margaret Thatcher?"
Yeah, it just plays the same for me.
Ain't Margaret Thatcher dead?
Yes.
So who? Why is it even?
Do you know how much
anymore?
Disney Plus bought that for? That Hamilton.
Probably a shit ton. Disney are throwing money at everyone.
$75 million.
What for the film?
For the rights.
I reckon we could do that. I reckon we could come up with a play like that.
£75 million that guy made.
We'll call it Maltman.
If he
and do you know that he plays every so the main guy who wrote it and his name I don't know what his name is. He wrote it and he plays the American version, but in, it's gone on world tour. So he's obviously given the rights over to other people to make it. But he sold the rights to Disney for $75 million. And he can't sing. I can sing better than he can. He was rapping. He can't rap, the guy. But because he knows all the words and that, because he made it, I suppose he sounds better. But he's awful. The rest of them are actually not bad. Like they can actually sing and they can rap and stuff like that, whereas he's just shit. And he looked weird as well. You wound me up. I was looking at him thinking, you're making so much money off this.
If A Pinch of Malt was to make a theatre production tomorrow, what do you think our story would be about?
I think it would be a kind of like Modern Families type thing. I know when you have to do interviews with the camera and stuff.
All right, yeah.
So like you do like a comedy movie, but interviews with the camera and stuff, and
kind of like the Office style. Type
yeah,
thing.
Office style type Modern Family type sketch show like that. But we just do it in a day of our lives.
Yeah,
because your life's a joke, Jay.
Hold on.
In it, Jay.
I will fucking rip that t-shirt off your back.
Moving on from that very passionate rant. About theatre, Kieran.
Well, I just thought I'd let you know about my life, innit? And Hamilton right now.
I can see you're quite broken up about it.
I am.
Hamilton and the founding fathers of America. I'm sorry you went through that traumatic experience, Kieran.
Why is that any interest to Beth?
I don't know, Joe. This is what it's I asked.
Found Fathers of America.
Found no. Fathers of America, for one, and for two, they're all rapping. And for three, it's shit.
Speaking of rap...
It's made me angry, Joe. Don't talk about it anymore.
Speaking of rap... We've got a game of rap or crap, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
rap or crap.
We brought the segment back. The segment has come back.
It's returned.
I have delved into my little magical bag of tricks, and I've come up with some absolute bars.
And they are going to spit some fire right
and
now.
And they are absolute. They're copyrighted. Jamie
is having a mental breakdown. Can I please film you and put it on Instagram?
No.
It is like going into the mind of someone that has just lost their mind, isn't it?
Return of the Mac.
Right. I've got five that are fake and four that are real.
This is going to be difficult.
You've got nine. There's a lot of bars going on here.
Yes, Kieran. Right, first one. You alright, Jay?
James headbutted the mic.
Just headbutted the mic. First one. I get stacks, smash the girls from the back, damn, I sniff crack off their crack.
That's definitely you.
Jay, what do you think?
I bet you sit in your room hyping yourself up for doing this, don't you?
In the mirror.
Yeah. Well, better
playing,
do, yeah.
Playing Takeshi 6ix9ine in the background.
Right, Jamie. What do you think?
Goober.
I think that's true.
That's a real thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, Kieran's got the point there. It's 1-0, Kieran. Next one.
Smashing bitches from the back, Jay. Smoking crack up his crack.
Next one.
I don't even think Aaron would be able to know how to say smashing bitches.
I don't like him figgity fat. I like him stiggity stacked. You wickety wickety whacked if you ain't got biggity back.
That's 100% made up. That's 100% something real. That's real.
That's real.
Yeah, that is real.
Who's that by?
MC Hammer.
Fucking hell. MC Hammer. No wonder he's bankrupt.
Yeah. There's a lot of wiggity wiggity.
Right, next one. It's like... So it's 2-1. It's like fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of a jealous-ass punk.
You smell the blood of a what?
Jealous-ass punk.
That's real.
I think it's real as well.
That's 3-2. It's not going well for you, is it, Jay?
Is that Vanilla Ice?
That was Prodigy.
Did you say not real or real?
That's real.
That is real, yeah. Right. It's like the Wizard of Oz up in this bitch. I've got an itch that I know Alice is going to want to lick with a big tit.
That's real as well.
Yeah?
Yeah. I reckon someone's spitting some fire bars there.
I think that's fake.
You think that's fake, yeah? You think I'll come out of creativity there, yeah?
Yeah.
Jamie gets the point there, bro. It's me. That was a bar, though, bro. That was a bar, though.
Yeah. You should send that in to someone, Aaron. Send that in to Takeshi 6ix9ine.
Right, so it's free all, man. It's free all.
Fucking Drake.
For Drake, innit? All of a sudden, Drake becomes really aggressive and starts talking about random shit.
It's free all, yeah? Next one. You lot think you feel my pain, but it's all in vain, as your girl is giving me brain.
Oh, my God. That's got to be some sort of grime artist, I think.
I think real.
That's me.
Oh, so still Aaron's spitting some fire.
Aaron's coming out with words that I didn't know he knew. Like brain.
Right, next one.
Because Aaron be giving himself brains.
Adjectives are my main ting.
Winking.
Adjectives are my main ting. I'm smarter than Albie Einstein and that guy that made digestives.
Say it again.
Adjectives are my main thing. I'm smarter than Albie Einstein and that guy that made the digestives.
That's got to be real. That's not you.
Jay?
You won't bring digestives into this. You're more into bitches, not digestives.
Jamie?
Real
or fake?
Fake.
Jamie's in the lead. 4-3. Next one.
What are those little fingers doing, man?
I take sacks to the face whenever I can.
Do you take what?
Sacks to the face whenever I can.
Sacks to the face. But sacks in America means hit, doesn't it? You get hit. You get sacked.
I'm going to have to push you for an answer. I'm with 3% battery.
It's fake.
I reckon it's real. That is real.
Who the fuck's on that?
That is I got five on it. Loonies.
I got five on
it. Next one.
Would you say Kieran? Would you say Kieran?
Yeah.
Would you say it was?
Real.
So it's 4-4.
Yeah, 4-4. This next one wins, isn't it?
No. I've got two left.
Oh.
Yeah, but I've got two left. One's real, one's fake.
All right, go on.
I'm going to win anyway.
Don't try to treat me like I ain't famous. My apologies. Are you into astrology? Because I'm trying to make it to Uranus. 1%, guys. Hurry up.
I reckon that's real.
Fake.
Kim got a point. That's Kanye West.
Jamie Meltman, you're a bit too...
Kanye West coming out here with some shitty bars about Uranus.
Kieran's won.
But can the Jamie can draw it up?
No, because I already told you, didn't I? Kieran's won.
What? Yeah, you said you've got two more
left. I'll go to Belfast. Oh, my phone's died.
So Kieran won then. Yeah, fuck you, Jamie. Fuck you indeed.
My phone has died.
Yeah, whenever you do a game... Yeah.
Wait, what did you do with your phone? Just charge it every night?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
and it runs out that quickly?
The porn just fucking...
Shreds it.
Shreds his fucking...
Just absolutely obliterates his battery.
Pornhub is just eating your battery. Bit by
bit. Because basically, yeah, the reason why Jake, Kieran won... Because the next one... Because I told you, one was real and one was fake.
Yeah, I didn't take that in.
Yeah.
Did you take that in?
Yeah.
See?
He's not even listening.
Yeah, well... It is. So that final bar, you will find out next episode. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, guys, for Aaron's. Wait till Aaron's phone's charged.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the latest pandemic in the UK?
No.
Yeah, I can see the headline for me, man.
Don't say it. What do you think it is, Kieran? There's a new animal on the streets of the UK.
That's
threatening the lives of all of our pets. Threatening the lives of you.
Big issue, Kieran. Big issue.
Cockroaches.
No.
There's some sort of insect, isn't it?
No.
No.
Some sort of bird.
No.
What is it?
Find a picture of it.
It's actually a species crossover.
It's a species crossover. Raccoon dogs.
Jimmy, behave.
Let me see it, man. Let me see it. Is it actually real?
It's a real animal.
How's a dog having a raccoon? Yep.
The raccoon dog or the tunaki.
So it's not a raccoon
dog.
This
is his official name.
Let me see the dog.
So what, that's a street dog having sex with a raccoon?
No. That's a species of animal.
Yeah, but it has...
Called the raccoon dog.
The way that you make a species, Jeremy, is you cross...
That's like a fox. It looks like a fox raccoon.
He's here fucking having a laugh. He's fucking shit out of the background.
Jamie's gonna have a fun edit in this. That's all I'm gonna say.
That just looks like a raccoon fox.
It is a raccoon dog. Look at that motherfucker there.
Yeah, but that's like a tiny little picture. I can't see what that is. So I don't get it. How is it a raccoon dog? Is it just not a big raccoon?
It's a real... It's a species that is part, like, canine and part raccoon.
Yeah, so why so dangerous then?
Because they're killing all of our...
Yeah, but how would it be canine and part raccoon? The only way that would happen is it would cross species.
I don't know the ins and fucking outs of it.
Well, it must have been a raccoon sex with a dog then, Jamie. Yeah, that's what it would have been.
You should have researched
I'm Googling
this.
I'm Googling it.
I feel like you ain't coming in this with a good... Yeah. There's no point Googling it now.
What is a tunaki, bruv?
I'm thinking you're a fucking big man.
What is a tunaki?
This is a tunaki, also known as the raccoon.
Yes,
dog.
Jamie, but how has it come about?
That's sex with a fucking, what are they called?
Oh, that's like a chihuahua.
What, yeah, what are those little things called?
Chihuahua.
Shih tzus.
Chihuahua. Yeah, Jay, that looks ridiculous. Looks like Rocket Raccoon from fucking...
Marvel, isn't it?
Marvel.
But people have attempted to domesticate them and they were being sold illegally in the UK.
Yeah.
and they're now wild on the streets and killing people's dogs in their gardens.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right.
Feels though you're not taking my raccoon dog pandemic seriously.
You didn't come with any kind of research, Jamie. Yeah? You've just seen that. You've gone for a shit upstairs, Jamie, yeah? And you've just seen that on the sun.
No, I haven't.
I'll come with this random...
I've had that on my phone all week.
Jamie.
I just didn't know whether it's a fucking crossbreed between a dog and a raccoon.
Jamie, you should have done your research. Yeah, well, when I come with the Kulu, Jamie, and the Meg and everything, I had full-on research, pictures, everything.
You were Googling the pictures as we were talking.
Why did you bring up the Meg again?
You know he has to bring up the Meg every episode because it's his fucking obsession.
They probably got more endorsement now because of us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I want to be... The Meg 2's coming out. We want to be main sponsors on that.
If you actually are listening, Meg sponsors it.
Hit us up.
We will. I'll set myself up for you. I'll make a sex tape if you want.
Aaron might actually upload something to fucking YouTube.
Yeah, for once. Might actually do what he's been fucking told.
Probably doesn't even know the password to the YouTube account.
I'll boot a Tanaki over your fence, mate.
Well, if Tanaki come near me or my animals, that'll be it.
Is the raccoon having sex with the dog, or is the dog having sex with the raccoon? How's that happened? Who's getting preggers?
It's a different species.
Is the dog preggers or is the raccoon preggers?
It's a different species altogether.
So it's not raccoon dog then, is it?
Yeah, but there's like sand dogs and stuff like that. They're not actually properly dogs.
So some crackhead, yeah, has gone to some country, brought back a Tanaki.
What we know is a domesticated dog, isn't it?
Yeah.
So but there's different types of dogs,
Aaron. I'm guessing Tanaki wasn't originally from here.
No.
No. So some crackhead's gone abroad.
They've been importing them.
Yeah, yeah. Some crackhead's gone abroad, thought, that looks right, bring that home, so they're on the streets now.
Mm.
This is what's wrong with the UK.
They were raised in similar places. Do you know, like, Tiger King?
Yeah,
sanctuaries. Yeah, like Bobber Hillbilly.
Like, they're raised in places like that, where it's like a private zoo. There's actually a private zoo up at Castlebury Park that opens 2 times a year to people, and they have loads of animals in there.
I see. Anyway, we'll move on from that ridiculous story, Jamie.
So if you had a fucking raccoon dog come into your garden,
yeah,
little Chewy sitting out there fucking looking at a wall,
it ain't gonna be called
a
raccoon dog. I bet that's a raccoon. I'm gonna be like, oh, that's one of those raccoon dogs, is it?
It's different to a raccoon, because raccoons...
I'll be asking it, is your mum a raccoon or a dog?
Yeah, I'll be like, mate, what are you?
Yeah.
How was you made?
And it's already ripped your dog to shreds.
Yeah, do you know what, I'll go out there and rip it to shreds, Jay.
No, you go out there, Chew will be humping it.
Be ripping it to shreds. Chew picking it up, full blown leg come off.
Chew will be doggy style that thing, isn't it?
He'd be all over that. Anyway, Jamie, have you heard of Wayfair?
Yes,
Monopoly.
Shop loads of stuff on Wayfair.
Well, have you heard, Jamie, that they've been accused of child trafficking?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And it's actually, I was like, that's bullshit, but it's actually pretty mental.
Because it's private sellers, isn't it?
It's private sellers on Wayfair, and they're putting up pictures of just random wardrobes like this. And they're putting it up, just a random wardrobe, and it's up there for 12.5 grand.
Yeah.
Nearly £13,000 or dollars. And it's called a Samaria 5-shelf storage cable unit. And there was a missing girl in America called Samara, 17 years old. The next one, same thing again. Storage cabinet, Yuritsa, £13,500 to £14,000. And there was a missing person in America, in Cincinnati, age 15, called Yuritsa. Same thing again. A pillow, a Zodiac pillow, worth £10,000. And it's a 13-year-old, it's linked, and it's called a Dupletsis. And her name was also Dupletsis.
So, what is this, like a site like eBay?
No, Wayfair's like a furniture site.
Wayfair's, kind of like an eBay, but for furniture.
Yeah, so it's not their fault, though, is it? Because people are posting this stuff.
They should be, like, checking stuff more.
Yeah, they should be really checking it. But, yeah, so there's another pillow there. Same kind of pillow. So it's always the same kind of stock images they're giving out. And it's a thing. And her name was Tori Dunning. And that's called a Dunning Zodiac sign pillow. £10,000 again. And then there's more of them. They're all on there. They're all the same cabinets and the same stuff.
And what he's put, what he's Annabelle, bought.
Anya.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all getting bought, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Don't take much of a genius to figure out what's going on, does it?
Yeah, but...
And apparently, well, they're saying that this is false. They're now saying this is false. But Harvey Weinstein's girlfriend, Giselle Maxwell, she was his girlfriend at the time, is involved. And she's friends with the president of Wayfair, apparently.
Yeah, but Wayfair themselves haven't got anything to do with it, have they?
Wayfair are allowing it. Not allowing it, but they are...
Unaware,
but they're still allowing it.
Yeah, they're not checking their site enough. Because that's like an extremely high-priced pillow. Like, you would know, looking at
£10,000 for a pillow. You're paying £10,000 for a pillow. I was saying to, like, Beth, I was saying, like, a cabinet, maybe it was a bit antiquey and whatever, and made of, like, diamonds and stuff, you pay £13,000 for it. Because that was... you've heard of furniture go for that amount of money, but a pillow for £10,000.
And Wayfair is known for having expensive stuff like that as well.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think?
It is mental. I saw it. I thought it was clickbait, so I never bothered looking at it. But
what would you do if you went on there, I went missing, say? And you went on there and you see Kieran pillow.
I put £2 by bidding.
£2? Yeah. I'm worth to you, Eric. You don't bid out. You lock... buy it there, then and then, or nothing. So I'm gone forever.
I'd buy you for £10,000, mate.
Why?
Because I don't think you're worth it, Smiths. All you do is bitch and moan.
I wouldn't even... Aaron, if I see you on there, I'd be like, good riddance, mate.
Yeah, well, at least riddance. I'll put a bid in, Kieran. At least I'm not a bloody, like, twat like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, at least I've thought about you. I'm thinking, oh, I put £2 bid in. Don't get it. You know, what are you going to do about it? Okay? You'd be getting, like, I don't know. But... raked in there.
I'd put a bid in, wait for the seller to bring you to me, and then rain fucking fire down on them.
You'd have to already exchange it.
Rain what? What are you raining?
What, the money?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take the money back off and want to rob them.
But it'd be in their bank account, how do you do that?
I would take them to the fucking bank myself and stand there while they're
doing it. What, in the sunglasses you're wearing right now? You wear women's sunglasses.
Yeah.
And you're a mess. What happens if the pollen's particularly high that day and you can't see?
Then everyone's getting shot.
Why do you have a gun?
Because I imagine it to be I'm Liam Neeson in this situation and you are my daughter.
You're the slowest paced Liam Neeson I've ever seen.
Well, Kieran, if you're kidnapped,
I'm the only person
and you knew
that you can rely on.
And you knew that James was coming after you, would you give up?
I'd be like, I'm not giving out. I'm not waiting up. Do you know what I mean? I may as well just carry on. Accept my new life.
Jamie's sitting there sneezing whilst he's pointing the gun at some geezer, isn't it?
I'd accidentally pull the
trigger. The funny thing about Jamie is he's pretty persistent. He would get there eventually. It would take him a little bit longer, but he'd get there.
It'd be him and his partner in crime, Rocco, isn't it?
Aaron be telling me he can't leave the house.
Aaron be going, my social battery is a bit low.
Yeah.
So I'll bid £2 and see if it happens. But other than that,
listen, Kieran, if I wanted to save you, I would save you. But the thing is, though, like, all you do is cause me grief, really. And like you just said to me, like, you weren't even thinking about being on me.
You said it to me first, and you hurt my feelings. I've come back strong.
Well, I'm just telling the truth, Kieran. Would you rather me lie to you? Would you rather me say, "Oh, I'll risk life and limb to save you"? I wouldn't. It's like you and your kids in the ocean,
Aaron. It's different.
It's not different.
You ain't getting chased by a shark, mate. We don't bring this up again, Aaron, because it gets me angry, isn't it?
Aaron's just basically told you that he doesn't give a shit enough about you that he won't bother trying to save you.
No, exactly.
Listen, if
he's your brother.
I hope you now get taken by these Wayfair trafficking people.
What? So you want me to put...
your prime beef
you
as well.
You want me to put myself in harm's way?
Some Chinese person will be buying you up, you'll be manslaved
for
the rest of your life.
You want me to put myself in harm's way,
You'll be sold to Tanzania.
Because they'll want some pale white man.
You want me to put myself in harm's way to save you?
Make them breed with their daughter.
What if I die... Have you been kidnapped? How would you live yourself, Kieran?
What do you mean, what if I die?
What if I die, innit?
Aaron, you're 100% going to die. You ain't got no survival skills at all.
I do, Kieran.
How are you going to survive? You can't cook. You can't move.
No, what's that going to do? That's not. We're not
survival
the,
skills.
We're not in the wilderness, Kieran.
You've never seen a survival
movie, Aaron,
where they're sitting down doing nothing.
What is the geezer kidnapping you, letting you cook and clean and whatever, bruv? No, shut up, Kieran.
You can't survive, Aaron.
Bollocks.
You ain't got no skills that Bear Grylls has.
What's your so when you're surviving? Yeah, what are you going to do to survive against this against the guy that's kidnapped you?
I kick up a huge fuss, mate. You start fucking backflipping out your handcuffs, break your arms, break your thumb to get out the handcuffs. Scavenge food from wherever you can.
Let's go back to what you just said. So you're going to backflip out of the handcuffs. You're going to break your arms.
No, I'll break my thumbs so I can backflip out the handcuffs.
But you should break your arms before.
No, I didn't want to break my
arms. You said you're going
to
backflip
No,
before.
I would break my arms if I had to, Aaron.
Do it in chronological order, Kieran. What are you going to do?
I'll break my thumbs first. Backflip out the handcuffs.
Right, I'm going to stop you there. You don't have to break your thumbs. You can dislocate your thumbs.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean.
Dislocate, no, because you break your thumbs, you're not going to get out, are you?
I'll dislocate my thumbs then.
Yeah, go on then.
Backflip out the handcuffs.
Why are you backflipping?
Backflipping out the handcuffs.
Why?
I'm tied up. I'm tied up to the ceiling, mate.
How?
So I'm backflipping out the handcuffs.
If you're
backflipping out, then kicking everyone's ass in the room, Aaron. Yeah, grabbing a gun, one banging everyone, popping to their head. I don't take no second shots. All headshots, one bang.
James, are you listening to this bollocks?
You would die.
No, you would die.
You would die,
Jamie. You would die.
You would die in your own tears and shit.
You would die, Jamie.
So if your hands are like that up in the ceiling,
out of any of us three,
how are you going to dislocate
out of any of us three that were getting kidnapped? Yeah,
here we go.
I would 100% be the top one, top boy.
No,
as Jamie would say, top boy. No. I would be top man out there.
No way.
Who? What? You think you're going to do it?
100%.
What would you do, Jay? What would you do?
I ain't seen you run ever.
I won't
need to run because everyone will be dead.
How are you going to get out then, Jamie?
Jamie, you speak me through it. Talk me through
so
it,
what?
Talk
is
me through
my, it. I'm going to be...
So you're hanging up from the like ceiling. That. Have you ever seen what's it called? Liam Neeson's movie?
Taken.
At the end when he's hanging up from the handcuffs.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You're
home.
Up on a pipe above your head.
Yeah.
Hanging. Your feet aren't touching the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Go on. Talk me through it.
I'll tell mate boy I need to go to the toilet.
I'll wait, Jay needs to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
I'll wait for the dullard
like idiotic fucking guard to take over, tell him I need to go to the toilet, but I need some privacy because I've got a small penis. So then he will let me down. I'll go into the corner.
You'll get out in the corner
and start pissing. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's let you down because he feels sorry for you and your micro penis.
Yeah.
And he is letting you cower in the corner. So you're hunched over your little micro penis going for a wee. Yeah. All right.
No, I haven't got a micro penis, but that's my excuse.
No, you have.
Jamie, can I put my counter argument here?
I would remove my belt.
Why? So you have, they haven't. So you they've just, let you keep the belt.
You conveniently have a belt on.
Yeah, because they're not that good at searching you. So
Jamie, no.
These are professionals, mate. No. Like, these guys.
For one, he ain't letting you off. He's making you piss.
All right, I'll remove my shoelace.
He's making you piss on the spot.
Right, Jamie.
So you're hanging there. He said, "No, I don't care about your micro penis." So you piss on that spot.
Jamie, I'm gonna come up with. Counter argument here. Yeah?
He's like, if anything, I'll take down your trousers.
Quite a scenario.
Yeah. Right. I'll tell you what else I would do then. If he won't let me down, I'd say, mate, can you come here for a minute?
And what is? Is this the first time he's taking someone hostage, James?
Yeah, it will be the first time.
No, it won't.
And I'm like pretending.
He's a professional trial trafficker.
I'll pretend to be ill. Yeah.
Yeah. What?
And then he's thinking, oh, my prime beef's getting a bit off here, so I'm going to have to try and help him.
You prime
and
beef,
then when he comes near me...
Aaron, hear this, he's prime beef.
When he comes near me, yeah, I'll I'll swing and boot him in the face. Yeah?
But you're attached to a pipe, so where are you swinging?
I'm swinging like off my arms, swinging towards
down
him.
Down the pipe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then while he's knocked out, I'll move down the pipe, find a little bit of a hinge... Use that to get myself out.
How are you going to do that?
I'll damage the whatever is tied up my hands.
Handcuffs.
Jamie.
Handcuffs, yeah.
So how, what? A little bit of a hinge is going to take some handcuffs
out?
Do you
know, like, it'll be like a cast iron pipe, say?
Yeah.
I will just keep banging it against it until I get off.
What, you don't think your handcuffs are made to be
I'll break one of my thumbs down, not both of them.
Yeah.
And then I'll break my other hand.
Yeah. And then so you walk around with a broken thumb and broken hands. Your hands flopping about now.
I'll take Matey Boy's gun, yeah. Use my one...
So Matey Boy's been knocked out by one kick.
Yeah, I boosted
him. Bear in mind,
up.
You've got
I
tiny
swung
legs,
and boosted
so
him
hard.
You
probably barely hit
him. I'm 20 odd stone. Me swinging at him is will fucking kill him, bruv. Yeah. He'll be dead, yeah. And then I'll use my broken hand as a like a shelf to hold the AR.
As a shelf to hold the AR.
And then
Jim, you're gonna be crying because your hand is so much.
And
cheese.
Then I'll knock on the door because there'll be guys on the outside of the door.
Hmm.
And then when they come out, they'll see him on the floor, come into the room, but I'm standing behind the door, bang, dead. Fucking
Jamie,
out of there, mate.
Jamie.
Shoot everyone on my way out.
Jamie, please.
Fucking, I'll be on the bus home by fucking lunchtime, mate.
On the bus home?
All Jamie. Fucked up. All fucked up. Broken hand, broken thumb.
Jamie, please, mate.
On my way home, waiting for the NHS to save me.
So let me just go with the convenience in your plan there. So, first of all, you knock out a guy with
no,
just
I
want to
know
feet.
What kind of illness you're telling the guard that he's going to let you think... You ain't putting on an illness.
I'll start frothing from the mouth. I'll be like... like fucking dying. Pretending I'm dying, yeah? And he's thinking, oh, I'm going to lose 12 grand here. Straight off the bat.
Jamie,
yeah.
I'm going to have something yet.
So, no. You think that he... So, he's walking up to you cautiously because he don't know if it's real or fake or not. And you'll get enough momentum to run backwards and forwards into him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? So he's gone from 0 to 100, and he's got a gun, has he?
Yeah.
And you think that he ain't gonna kill you as you're?
But he's a dullard, isn't he? So he's like got the gun, but he's like a little bit. Oh, I'll have a cigarette. I'll do this. I'll do that. I'm like, I'll be texting.
What? So when
I'll
you when Zoom. He's when you're from the mouth, he's like, should I have a cigarette now? Or
well, he like puts his cigarette down, starts walking towards me, and then I'm just using like the coffin and all that as an excuse to move around a lot, and I'm run back and fucking boot the cunt in the face. End of story.
I don't think I've ever seen you get your head, your leg that high.
So yeah, but I'll be swinging off of the moment
of
my own
hands. What happens if he's like 6 foot tall?
Then I'll boot him in the chest, give him a heart attack.
What if they break?
Put him in the chest, give him a heart attack.
21 stone hitting you hard in the chest, mate.
You'll barely knock him over. Your legs probably won't reach.
Oh, it will.
Jerry, just please tell me you don't believe that.
No, it's more likely that the first scenario would be the most likely one, that I would go and pretend I need a wee, go for a wee.
Jamie, no.
Either pull my shirt, pull my belt off or my shoelace, strangle him, take his gun, and
how
then carry on my
thing. Watching you going for a wee?
Because I'll be like saying, oh, mate, I've got a bit of a problem over here. Got a bit of a problem over here. And he'll come over. As he comes over, turn around quick time. Around the back of him.
Right.
Hold him till he's dead.
Yeah, all right.
Take his AR, and then off I go shoot
and then
everyone.
Out there with your broken hand again, using it as
and
a shelf.
And in that scenario, I'll be back by fucking breakfast, mate.
Right, so, Jamie, that's never happened at all.
I'm never getting fucking traffic. What do they sell me for? 50 quid on the fucking black market?
What I would do...
They put you near a plant and you start crying.
What I would do, yeah...
Aaron ain't doing nothing.
I'll try and break the pipe above me.
Jimmy, shh. Yeah, go on.
I'll try and break the pipe above me.
How are you going to do that?
Like, either try and climb up the...
You ain't climbing. That's how you're going to do that.
Huh? Try and grab the handcuffs. That's because it's going like around, isn't it? Try and grab it, pull up to the bar and pull in it when someone's not like looking or whatever. Hopefully it comes down. When a guard's sitting there, he's shocked. He's like, what the hell has done that? Blah, blah, blah. By the time he's reacted, I've slashed his throat with a pipe. I teabagged him. And I walked into the next room.
Here we go.
So who's sounding more plausible?
Your one is, because Aaron ain't got that. Aaron ain't got that much effort in him. The social battle would be like, Aaron be recharging, isn't it? Aaron be hanging up, sleeping, because he's like, I'm just recharging.
I walk into the next room, and...
No. Mine is the most plausible out of everyone's.
Kieran,
I have completely thought mine
stop
through.
You there. Kieran, I'll stop you there, mate. I'm going to stop you there. Bollocks, Kieran.
How?
Right. Listen.
Why is mine not plausible?
First of all, no one's kidnapping you. Not worth it.
I am, Aaron.
Because all you will do is bitch and moan about how hungry you are, isn't it? Yeah. It's not worth it to anyone.
I'm prime beef, Aaron.
No, you're not, Kieran. You, do you know what you are, yeah? You're gone off tuna.
Prime beef, Aaron.
You're gone off tuna, you
prime
are.
Prime beef. I am breaking my thumbs, or disconnecting my thumbs, sneaking out of that, putting my thumbs back in again, and then I'm going to take guard out, walk up to him, one bang him in the face, take him out, take his gun, knock on the door. I'll be holding myself up above the door.
Well, like fucking Spider-Man.
I'll be hanging off the door like an absolute legend. As they come in, one bang in the head, walk out, start shooting up the place. I'm then back on the bus, Jamie, before breakfast.
Jeez.
Before breakfast, Jamie.
Have you ever heard so much shite in your life?
Well, Jamie,
mine's the only one that makes sense.
No, because your one, no, the guy has to give a fuck. The guy doesn't give a fuck, Jamie. He's taking you to sell you for money.
Yeah, and if I'm pretending to be dead, that means his 12 grand's out the window.
Why would you pretend to be dead? You ain't got that in you, Jay.
Yes, I have.
You ain't.
Or if they're trying to waterboard me and drown me, yeah. When you ever, if anyone's trying to drown you ever, just slump, act dead, then they'll let go, then get back up and knock the fucker out.
Jay, you have a lot of faith in yourself.
I have many plans around things like this happening.
I bet you think you're like Mission Impossible, isn't it?
He thinks like Jason Statham, isn't it?
Tom Cruise.
He thinks it's Jason Statham, every action film of all time.
I am the Bruce Willis of the Maltman family.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Bruce Willis of the Maltman family.
That's a statement.
You're more like the Jonah Hill, Jamie, of the Maltman family.
I wouldn't say that, Kieran.
You're more like the...
I would say more Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Nah, all right, we'll move on from...
move on for that note. Bollocks. That's just been shouted. So, no, the Wayfair story is a little bit strange, isn't it?
It is.
It's a little bit... I didn't think it was real to begin with when I first see it, but...
Especially when it's in plain sight like that. You expect something like that to be in, like, the dark web.
Yeah. All right, guys. Anyway... We are wrapping up this week's episode. It's a little bit of a shorter one than usual, but
after we've determined Jamie is
an absolute mess, because we were ready to record about an hour before we started, but Jamie is just an absolute. So for this one, we'll blame it on Jamie, but I'm sure he'll edit this out.
I will edit it out. Yeah.
Don't edit it out. Why are you editing it out for?
What did he edit out the other day?
He edited out the fact that we were sending that message to him when we was on the headset.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. You need to put that on Instagram.
I can't remember what episode that was.
Episode, the last one when we were recording in the houses.
I don't know. We'll have to look back.
The one before Grillers in the Mist.
Okay.
That one. Yeah, guys. So thank you very much for listening to this week's edition of A Pinch of Malt, and we'll see you all next week.
See you later.
Hello, guys. This is Kieran here from A Pinch of Malt, and we're doing this week's Tune of the Week. This week we are going with The Maybes from Glasgow, Scotland. They were formed in 2010. This is their latest song from this is Pale Sun, the latest song from their latest EP, Eloy. Thank you guys very much for listening to this song, and see you next week.
Serpent sea.